Hi, my name is Gabriel Ha. I'm a program manager on the Visual C++ team. And in this video, I'll be talking about major additions and improvements to the C++ IDE in Visual Studio 2015. As a reference point, I'll be talking about it relative to how it was in VS 2013 Update 2, which is when we introduced the shared asset project experience in that edition. So first, I'll be showcasing some new features in the product. I won't have time to demo each one, but I'll be sure to highlight the rest of them shortly afterwards. After that, I'll give a quick rundown of major improvements to some of our existing features. So two major features we introduced into the product are single file IntelliSense and refactoring. Single file IntelliSense allows you to open a standalone file in Visual Studio, and you get all the benefits of browsing, navigation, and IntelliSense, even if you don't have a VS project for it. So here in File Explorer, I'm going to double-click on this file. It's going to open in Visual Studio, and then after a few seconds, you'll see the IntelliSense colorization kick in, and that's when I know it's ready for browsing. I can hover over symbols for quick info. I can activate member list here. I can right-click here and do a go-to-definition. You get a lot of the benefits of being in a Visual Studio project without having a project. Next, we have our refactoring experience for Visual Studio. There are a number of individual refactoring features that comprise the experience, and I wanted to highlight two of them. First is rename. Let's say I wanted to rename this CMath class object to something else. Note that I make reference to it here in a comment and in these two strings. So I'm going to right-click here, hit rename, and let's say I want to rename it to CMath class 2. The preview dialog has categories for references, for comments, and for strings. Let's go ahead and accept these changes. You can see that it made the appropriate ones, and I'm going to build my project, and my project still builds. For the second feature, let's go to the class definition of my newly renamed class, and what I have here are four unimplemented functions. Let's take a quick look at the source file just to verify that. You can see that I have function 1 and function 6, but nothing else. If I hover over this green squiggle, I'll get this light bulb. If I click on it, it gives me the option to create the function's definition. So let's go ahead and do that. Because it made changes in another file, peak definition comes up to show me what happened, so I don't have to leave my current context. And in fact, if I want to do all the functions at once, I can just select the text, right-click, go to Quick Actions, and say Create Declaration Definition. I can come down here to the output window, and you can see that the feature will tell me if some of the functions already existed. Let's double click on one of them. It takes me to that function, and you can see in my source file that all six of my functions have been implemented in order, which means that the feature is reinforcing good coding practice. Here are some more refactoring features: move definition location, implement pure virtuals, and convert to rostering literal. You can pause the video to read into more detail or check out the resources at the end of the presentation. Lastly, we have extract function, another big refactoring feature. This was a tricky one to implement, so we've released it as an extension for now on VS Gallery for feedback. We'd love to hear from you guys on it, as well as for any feature in this presentation, really. I wanted to quickly go over some improvements we've made to existing features, in particular Shared Asset Project, Simple Tooltips, and IntelliSense. For Shared Asset Projects, we've added a UI so you can add shared project references. This was a pretty tedious process without the UI, and also you are no longer restricted to one share per head. For IntelliSense Tooltips, or Quick Info, template information is simpler and easier to read. What you're seeing here are real screenshots from before and after for the exact same piece of code. And our final topic, IntelliSense, we've updated it to match our compiler's functionality for new features in the C++ language itself. And also, database updates are much faster now, which helps keep things like go-to-definition and final references working correctly in response to your project changes. You'll see these benefits particularly for large solutions. Thanks for watching this presentation on new and improved IDE features in Visual C++ 2015, or at least the big ones that came to mind. Check out these links for more information, and don't hesitate to reach out to us with comments and feedback on our features.